Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Technological advancements have tremendously changed the retailing landscape, and for many, navigating this landscape has become more challenging than ever. Welcome to The Author Show. I'm Danielle Hampson. If you think this topic does not really concern you, well, think again, as after all, we are all selling something. My guest today understands that very well, and he explains how retailing really works and the rules for long-term success in his book, The 5 Laws of Retail, how the most successful businesses have mastered them and how you should too. His name is George Troy. Welcome to The Author Show, George.
Well, thank you for having me, Danielle.
Well, it's my pleasure. Well, George, retailing really is said to be in decline. Stores are closing and so on. So why is this book needed now?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, to understand what's going on. And certainly retail is changing. The overall market cap, though, the overall market is still growing and still very large. What's changing is the mix between online retailers and bricks and mortar retailers and catalogs and mobile. Those are the different channels. And as some retailers are successful, some are not. Just recently, Target and Nordstrom's reported better than expected gains in both sales and profit, while Macy's is on the rocks again. So there's constant change and constant challenges. And these 5 laws, this book is a way to understand that at a very deep level.
So what qualifies you really to write a book on this very topic?
Well, for one thing, I've worked in the business for more decades than I would care to say, but a long time. And I've worked for some great brands and some great stores, Williams-Sonoma, Pottery Barn, UGG Australia, and Danielle for a company that also went belly up. So I've had experience for both seeing the successes and the failures. And as you know, you learn more sometimes from your failures or the company's failures than the successes. In addition to that, a long time ago, I got my degree in anthropology. So this book is partly written from the standpoint of an anthropologist. I try to understand and explain how and why things work, not just how to do it, but why things work at a deeper level.
So would you please give us a nutshell synopsis of the 5 laws of retail?
Of course. There are 2 parts to the book. The first part is 2 brief chapters on history of retail going back thousands of years, and another chapter on why everyone is a retailer of one kind or another. The second part is just very simply 5 chapters identifying each of the 5 laws.
And who specifically do you see as your audience for your book?
Well, I think I could say that that breaks down into several categories. Maybe 80 or 90% of the people who buy this book currently are retailers, both bricks and mortar and online, or as we say, bricks and clicks. And there's another category of buyers for this who recognize that they're retailers, even though they're not commonly identified as such, a dentist office, a yoga teacher, things like that. And lastly, there's a category of academics. We've had very good reviews from certain business schools across the country, and they're using it as a source for real life experience for their students.
Well, that's a great idea to include it in the curriculum. So how did you get that gig?
Oh, well, you have to market to them, and it works out that way.
Yeah, of course. Now, by the way, what is behind your choice of title, The 5 Laws of Retail?
Oh, Danielle, that's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. They're laws. These are things that are not helpful hints or guidelines or suggestions, but they're laws, which means that they apply equally to everyone. And when you follow them, good things happen. And conversely, if you don't follow them, if you violate them, you have a chance of there being very negative consequences.
Now, of course, you know very well that you are not the first one to write on this very topic. So what makes your writing different from other books out there?
Oh, well, several things. First of all, business books are usually just dull. I have a shelf full of them in my office, and I don't think I've ever read any of them cover to cover. They're just dull. They're long, and they try to be too academic, or just they don't work. And so this book, I think, is more entertaining. I illustrate each of the laws with, you know, what I hope are entertaining stories, both good and bad. And it's got some pictures. It's not a long book. most retailers actually have like a dose of ADD. So you don't have to take, you know, 3 weeks to get through this thing. You can read it in an afternoon and understand and digest what the principles are.
Yeah. Now, you state in the five laws of retail that everyone is a retailer. Would you please expand on that a little for us?
Oh, sure. Well, I'm using retail in a very broad sense. That includes not just, as I said, retailers of apparel and sporting goods and whatever, but there are politicians who retail a philosophy of their politics. There are clerics who retail a religion. There are banks. Politicians and banks and airlines talk about themselves as being retailers, and they have products to sell. And so these laws, which makes them really kind of very helpful, apply equally to all those kinds of categories and all those businesses, although not necessarily to the same degree. The price might not be as important as a product, or the product to be more important than the turn or things like that. So they're not equally applied to all of these businesses, but in some measure they do.
Now, let's get down to business. What are the five laws of retail, and how did these five laws come to you?
The first is people first. Number two is turn is magic. Three is the power of product. Four, it's the retail price, not the cost, that's important. And five is always protect your downside. They're simple. Sometimes I think, Danielle, business people, retailers included, make things more complicated than they need to be. These are the five things that if you do them right and adhere to them and really kind of digest them in your daily routine, you will be successful. So I hope that helps.
Well, I want to stick for a second with the first one that you just gave out, people first.
Yeah.
You know, that concept was very much alive and well, I would say, after World War II. You know, when you look at all that generation before and after World War II, where I think that we put a lot more customer first than we do today. What has happened that we put profit first nowadays? At least it seems to be that we're putting profit first rather than people first. Because at the end of the day, if we were to put people first, the profits would go higher at the same time. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. And I make almost the exact same point in the first chapter about putting people first. And it's not just employees, but it's customers and the whole community of a retail endeavor, and to really mean it. And that's the important part, not have a phony part to it, but really mean how to put people first. And there's lots of great examples about that. But that has to be sort of one of the major lenses through which you do everything else.
I totally agree, and I shake my head here listening to you because I feel that we have totally lost the idea of putting people first. And when I said people first, I did mean the customers, of course, the employees as well, but especially the customers, because at the end of the day, if you do your business right and treat your customers well, they will return to you.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I'm glad you kind of zeroed in on that, because although there are five laws, and they're all very, very important, I keep coming back to that one. You know, how often have you gone into a store or to a car rental desk or an airline desk or whatever, and immediately you feel great. You want to be there with the people. And other times when you just get the sense and the karma of the place is different and you don't want to be there.
Right.
Well, putting people first is a way to create that kind of environment and create that kind of community where it's communicated to the customers. So it's not just about selling stuff. It's about community.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I'm on board with you 100%. Now, ultimately, what is the strongest, let's say, the central message that your book is conveying to the readers?
Well, that's a little bit hard because there's five laws, but I'll put it this way, that these things can be used as a lens through which you set your priorities and through which you decide what your work program is going to be for a period of time, for the day, the week, the month, the season, your five-year plan, whatever it is. These are the things that you can keep coming back to and refer to as the priorities of what you're doing.
And what lasting value will the reader of your book receive when he or she reads it?
Well, my hope is that the reader will see pretty clearly on what is important and what is not, that this is a way to sort of cut through the chaff. And as I said earlier, sometimes I think people, we make things more complicated than what they really are. So I'm hoping that it'll make it more simple and prioritize what's important.
You touched a little bit earlier on the fact that a lot of business books are dull to read, and I agree with you. So what is your writing style in this book?
Well, it's pretty casual. It's more storytelling. Part of it is not analytical and scientific, but it's storytelling. People understand things through stories. When you tell somebody something, they're probably not going to believe you. But if you use illustrations, parables, and real-life adventures, then kind of becomes clear.
Yeah, that is so true. So, George, will you share with us an excerpt from the 5 Laws of Retail?
Oh, I'd love to. This is a story from the first law, people first, and it's on page 66 of the book. And I'll paraphrase part of it, but basically I start out and explain that I take responsibility for being the first to use the tagline, Happy Holidays. And the way that came about is back in the 1970s. I was working for a department store in San Francisco. We had several stores in and around the Bay Area. My job at the time was a buyer of men's socks, underwear, and bathrobes. This is a big holiday Christmas department. During those 2 months, we did more than 50% of the total year's volume and practically all of the year's profit. Every month of the year, throughout the year, the buyers, myself included, would meet with the advertising department to discuss the upcoming month's advertising strategies. We'd kick around ideas for products, whether or not they'd be on sale, and most importantly, what was the hook, the handle, the tagline of the advertising. For example, during June, it might be dads and grads. We'd promote both, you know, Father's Day and graduations. But November, December was the most important time of the year. In that time, back in the 1970s, Kwanzaa was becoming a new holiday, new to us anyway. It's sort of a harvest festival, and it was becoming very important to many people. Part of the celebration involves buying and giving presents. And as you well might imagine, a new holiday involving buying and giving presents is welcome. But it presented a big challenge for us. Now we not only had Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas in November, December, but we also had Kwanzaa. Each one of these holidays is important. We did not want to run separate ads for all of them. When we finally understood and internalized the 5 laws of retail and people first specifically, it makes part of your life easier. And you want to employ the right solutions and challenges. So I said, look, we want everyone to buy our socks and underwear for whatever holiday they celebrate. It doesn't matter which one it is. We do not want to leave anyone out. So Happy Holidays includes all of those. We can use that tagline for the whole 2 month period. And so we did. And after that, it became pretty commonplace. So at the end of the day, using Happy Holidays as an advertising tagline has no political or religious agenda. It's simply a retail business strategy.
I certainly like your style of storytelling. You do that very well, I must say. Okay, earlier in our conversation, you mentioned your target audience, but what other reader demographics do you think would also benefit from reading your book?
Well, I think just about anyone would who's engaged in any kind of goods or services. I mean, banks and airlines, as I mentioned, certainly big companies and small mom and pop companies. I think that politicians could use it. We've got a surplus of those, but I think just about anyone could.
Are you working on any other book right now?
Oh, thanks for asking that. Yes, I actually have a couple. But the next book is going to be about values. 21st century business values, because Danielle, I sense and see that there's been a change. In the 20th century, some of the values include things like accountability, management by objective, customer service, and those things are still important, but there's been a change in emphasis. And the emphasis now is about community, honesty, and authenticity. Those are the things that people talk about. Those are the things that are important. Those are sort of the underlying things that are permeating business culture right now. A customer service and management, those are still important. But there's been a change and a sea change in people's attitudes and approach to it.
My goodness, you mentioned management by objective. I haven't heard that in a few decades. I had forgotten
all
about
it. Well, that's right. Oh, many companies still do it.
Good, good. And objectives and accountability, that is so important. Well, George, you have the microphone right now. What specific thing would you like to say to your readers?
Well, it's really very simple. I know that the readers work hard. If they're buying this book and they're in retailing of any form, they work hard, sometimes very, very hard. And I'm hoping that the principles of these five laws will make work a little bit easier and a little lot more successful.
So how can these readers find out more about you and your work? And most importantly, where can your book be purchased?
Oh, great. I'm glad you asked that. First of all, I have a website, georgetroy.com, and there's all the information you need there, and there's a place to sign up to receive my blogs once or twice, a couple of times a month, not a lot, produce blogs and these kind of podcasts, and you can receive those directly into your emails. And that's a great way to familiarize yourself with what I'm doing. And they're usually on very topical topics, but things like the trade tariffs that are currently going on and current results from stores that are being reported right now. And the book, of course, can be bought in any online retailer, Barnes & Noble, and many, you know, bricks and mortar stores. And it's currently $16.99 or $9.99 for the Kindle.
Okay, wonderful. George, thank you so much for spending some time with me today. When you release your next book, will you come back again?
Of course.
I will close with an excerpt of a great book review on the five laws of retail. Quote, "This book greatly increases the odds of a business succeeding. There are thousands of new businesses each year, thousands changing ownership, thousands of old businesses struggling to survive, and they can all use the advice George Troy offers in this book. It is easy to read. It gives simple, great examples of five steps that, when followed, greatly increase the odds of success. It takes a great deal of work to start or keep a business running, but to keep a business growing profitably is a challenge. Take your business, apply George's five rules, and you will be surprised how it will help you move forward. You will be growing sales and be a happier entrepreneur." End of quote. The five laws of retail, how the most successful businesses have mastered them, and how you should too, is the title of the book by author George Troy. Go out there, buy it today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too may discover our guest and his work. And remember, the Author Show podcast may be accessed at any time by visiting theauthorsshow.com. And selected interviews can also be found on major podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, and many more. Now, are you an author who would like to be featured? Well, please visit theauthorsshow.com and complete the interview request form so we may contact you. Marketing is seldom easy for authors, and The Author Show is a great way to promote your work worldwide using a high-quality interview that can make a real impact for you. I'm Danielle Hampson. Thank you for listening, and please do check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorsshow.com. TheAuthorsShow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.